Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My next guest had incurable, in quotes, schizophrenia. He was touched by the power of God, set free, and then became an administrator in the institution he was hospitalized in. 50 employees under him. Wow. Now, I asked my personal doctor, Dr. DG, a question last night on the phone. He went off all medicine, all medication, doctor. To your knowledge, what happens to a schizophrenic that takes no medicine?
That's a good question. It's an unbelievable phenomenon, schizophrenia. When you come off medication, provided the medication was helping in the first place, you get an exacerbation, a spike of hallucinations, agitations, and delusions. It's not a very pretty sight.
Have you ever heard of someone that's diagnosed schizophrenia? Oh, I forgot one more thing. In a few years, he was supposed to be catatonic. That was the diagnosis. 1,000 pages of diagnosis, doctor. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Personally, I have never seen anybody come off of medication and be normal.
Well, but I have to tell you, doctor, he is not normal according to the world. He is normal according to the Word of God. So Nick Grimsley was raised in a secular home. His father left at age eight. He got addicted to pornography at 10. At 21, he was a full-blown alcoholic, and he was a bartender. But at age 23, and, you know, we take a lot of things for granted. At age 23, he's an alcoholic, he's a drug addict, he's a mess, if you don't mind me saying it, Nick. And he gets a little tract about the Messiah, and he calls the person on the phone, because there was a phone number on this tract. And what happened, Nick?
The woman on the phone, she was really nice, and she asked me a question. She said something about, have you received Jesus? And I asked her, what does that actually mean? Because so many different people tell me different things about Christianity, and I was studying different religions like Islam and Judaism, different sects in Christianity and things like that. And I said, what does it really mean to receive Jesus? And she said, it's easy. The Bible says you can confess Jesus as Lord, and he will come into your life. And so I said this simple prayer, and he came into my heart and totally changed me.
But what happened to your drug addiction, your alcoholism?
When I said this prayer, it was so incredible. I still remember it like it was yesterday. I was on the phone with her, and I prayed this simple prayer of faith. I had just faith in God at the time. I said the name of Jesus. And the moment I said the name of Jesus, this liquid love came upon me, and for the first time, I knew I was completely free from all my sin, alcoholism, drugs. I had a sexual immorality I was into, you know, the lifestyle of a bartender, and God completely set me free from that.
You know, only God could do something like that. But then, right behind the devil came up to him when that seed was planted immediately. He came up to him because Nick now wants to live for God. And he goes on the internet and he finds out there's a place where the guy says he's one of the end time prophets, and they'll give him food, they'll give him shelter, they'll train him. It sounded pretty good.
Absolutely. I was trying to find a good church, and I found this online, and I thought, wow, I could leave all my old friends, I could leave my family and all the troubles I used to have, and I could serve Jesus with my whole heart because I really loved God.
But it turned out to be a cult. The first crack that you saw in this cult was two of the senior members having a disagreement.
Yeah, one thing that the cult would preach, that they were sinless. They would say that they never sin or anything like that. And I was there, and the men, one night they started arguing over something, and they were like almost throwing blows at each other and swearing. And I thought, well, they're preaching that they're sinless, but it doesn't look like they're sinless. And my heart started going, well, maybe what they're telling me isn't all the truth.
But you were so scared because they had was it a cassette or that cassette you would have to listen to? And what was the warning it gave you?
In the cassettes, the prophet, the false prophet, he would say that if we left the church, because they said that they were the one true church, if we left the church, it meant that we lost our salvation and blasphemed the Holy Spirit. So as you know, if you're a young person in God and you don't really know anything, I believed it, and I was very afraid that if I left or talked to my family, they said my family was of the devil and I couldn't talk to them, and they said that I would go to hell if I did anything wrong or if I left the church or said anything bad about the person in charge there.
But he had such a heart for God and was crying out and crying out. And one day, he takes off. He ends up in the Nashville airport. What happened, Nick?
Well, I entered the Nashville airport, and at this time, I started hearing voices in my mind before I left the cult. I actually started getting voices in my mind, and I thought there were angels, and I thought God was speaking directly to my mind. And so I would listen to these voices, and they would say good things, and they'd say bad things. And when I was in the Nashville airport, I was going to go to a phone to call my family to pick me up. And the voices came to me and said, you need to go and you need to make a scene and yell and scream and praise God in the middle of the baggage claim area, Nashville Airport. But I really loved God, and I thought God was...
So you were willing to do anything for God. I wish, even though it was the wrong voice, I wish more Christians would be willing to do whatever God said. So they pick him up, obviously. He's diagnosed schizophrenic. He's told in a few years he'll be in a catatonic state. He goes home to be with his family, and his mother insists he go to a little Assembly of God church, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural!
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet. In addition to archive programs, you'll be able to also watch special ministry and mentoring sessions taped at our It's Supernatural Media and Mentoring Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, with the best teachers in the various gifts of the Holy Spirit. You will also be able to enter into the presence of God through anointed worship and special soaking prayer sessions. Just log on to sidroth.org/ISN.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible. You will be taught and receive impartation to walk in the supernatural of God like never before.
That's sidroth.org/ISN.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free Healing Scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So my guest, Nick Grisman, had incurable schizophrenia. Nick, what is it like to have schizophrenia?
Sid, if you could imagine, if you take a vise, a metal vise with spikes in it, and if you take this vise and you put it on your head, like a helmet, and then you start screaming in your head, evil, profane things, blaspheming God, you know, different things like that. The blasphemy, the yelling in the head to kill yourself, that there's no hope, and this cap would be on your head, and they'd tell you that it would never leave.
So you go to this Assembly of God church, you go up to the altar, and someone begins to pray for you. What happened?
A nice man and his wife, they were praying over me. And this spiritual force, I felt it. It lifted out of my head that night. It just lifted out of my head. And at that moment, I knew.
What did you actually know when this spiritual force lifted? Did you know?
Well, I knew two things. One, that I was not completely healed of schizophrenia at that moment. But two, I knew that there was some sort of evil nest of some type of spiritual force, that some of it actually left. And I had hope that I could pursue Jesus to receive my complete deliverance and healing.
So that was your first hope after all the stuff you went through.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, so you, step by step, the Holy Spirit directed you to do different things. I'm going to take you to your parents' swimming pool. Tell me what the Holy Spirit was teaching you and what you were doing.
I would put on worship music, and I'd walk around the swimming pool outside, and I'd worship the Lord, and I'd start commanding the demons to come out of my mind and stop causing torment. I used the word of God and my faith, and I started commanding Satan to leave me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I did this, and one day, I was doing it for over an hour, and I just knew that eventually something else was going to come out, like it did at that night at the church. And to this day, I was walking around the pool, worshiping God and commanding Satan to come out, and this spiritual force from my stomach, it came up and it went, and I manifested this thing and it went out of my head and I fell on the ground and I started weeping. I was weeping with joy. I was so thankful because I knew I didn't need other people to pray for me to be delivered. I could actually do it myself.
This was like self-deliverance. Now, you have over 1,000 pages of diagnosis of incurable schizophrenia. You also have something that is referred to as a decertification certificate. In other words, he can't get any more welfare. He's not insane. But what is insane to me is he's now an administrator for that institution. Now, how many people did you have working for you?
I had 40 to 50 people working.
Can you imagine that? 40 or 50 people with that same institution? I'll tell you, doctor, that's cool. And you're taking 8 to 10 meds Were you off of that completely?
Not instantly. So what happened to me, I didn't instantly have a miracle, like completely free from schizophrenia. The Lord took me through a process, which I noticed in the ministry that now that he does that a lot for people to teach them about his spirit and how to do spiritual warfare. So I went through a process, and through that process with my doctor's help and my case manager and my family, I decided to try to wean off the medications, and I did it very slowly. I don't recommend to get off medications instantly. I went very slowly with my doctor's help, and eventually in about three or four months, I was completely off all the medications.
Now, you had a few doctors talk to you, especially you're an administrator now for this organization connected with the hospital. What did these doctors think when they saw your records?
The doctors, they can't really explain it. And
I'm sure not.
It's a great opportunity to witness God's love to people. I might not necessarily get to preach at people or anything like that in a work environment, but I could witness to them that, you know, that my faith helped me.
And you know what's so exciting about what happened to Nick? He says this self-deliverance works for all sorts of problems. Physical sickness, fear, emotional problems, addictions of all kinds, pornography, alcoholism, drugs. It's wonderful. Jesus wants you free. He wants you free. He has a hope for you. He has a future for you. We'll deal with that when we come back. Don't go away.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
God healed Nick Grimsman from incurable schizophrenia. Now he will teach you supernatural self-deliverance he learned from God so you can be set free and fulfill your God-given purpose and destiny. Call now and get Nick Grimsman's The Freedom Pack, which includes his powerful book, his anointed two-part audio CD teaching, plus his bonus DVD. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9209. Through The Freedom Pack, you will learn how to free yourself and others from all demonic spirits. Deliver yourself from spirits that torment your mind with feelings of unworthiness, fear, anger, rage, lust, hopelessness, and rejection. Get healed of mental and emotional disorders. Be set free from addiction to pornography, drugs, suicidal thoughts, depression, and so much more. Receive your healing from physical ailments that are tied to demonic strongholds.
A third of Jesus' ministry was casting out demons. I urge every one of you to get the Freedom Pack so you can be mentored in this essential part of the gospel.
Don't miss out on getting Nick Grimsman's The Freedom Pack, which includes his powerful book, Defeating Mental Illness, his anointed two-part audio CD teaching Freedom for Intimacy, plus his bonus DVD, Freedom Through Self-Deliverance. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9209. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9209 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, there's a question that a lot of Christians are wondering. Can a Christian have a demon? What do you say, Nick?
Yes.
Well, that's short. You meant a few words.
Yes.
But explain, please.
Okay. First, I want to explain that you're not a bad person if you're dealing with an evil spirit. Our enemy is the devil. It's taught in the New Testament that we should cast out demons. Jesus went into the temple, which is a type of the New Testament believer. We are the temple.
Body.
Yes, the temple of the living God. And see, the temple had the Holy of Holies, where the Holy Spirit dwelt, where no man could get in without the blood of the Lamb. And then we have the inner court and the outer court. Jesus cast thieves, the money changers and the thieves. The thieves could be representing evil spirits out of, let's say, the outer court or the inner court. And so it's my belief that the Bible teaches that there's a spirit, soul, and body, and that our spirit man is sealed with the Holy Spirit once we receive Jesus
right.
Christ. And our flesh needs to be renewed with our mind. So our flesh could have stuff inside causing things that aren't of the kingdom of God.
Now, you talked, well, you know what I'm thinking about. Have you ever read the New Testament about a spirit of infirmity? Have you ever been sick? You now are no longer with that institution. You help people full-time all over the world. What about someone that is physically sick? Could that be a demon?
I run into it a lot of times with people who have been praying for healing for many years. They go to the pastors, they go to the evangelists, and they come up front, and they want healing, they really want it bad, but they just want healing, and they don't maybe possibly have never heard of deliverance, or they don't believe in deliverance.
You know, at least a third of Jesus' ministry was casting out spirits from people.
Yes, the evil spirits actually cause all sorts of things that people think are just medical conditions. Like, I've seen people healed of MS. I've seen people healed of...
There was a spirit behind it?
Yes, a spirit of cancer. I've seen it come out of a woman. She said that it came out of her breast. A spirit came out of her breast. Also, I've seen people healed of stage 4 liver cancer, or actually, I'm sorry, bladder cancer. I've seen that. And it was actually spirits.
Now, I don't have time to ask my doctor friend this, but I don't think too many people with stage 4 bladder cancer get healed. And all they have to do is do what the book says. Believe it and do it. The book is the truth book, otherwise known as the Bible.
Paul told us if we sow to the flesh, of the flesh, we're going to reap corruption. And so what happens is that we sometimes we have a sinful life in our past, and we receive Jesus in our hearts, and then we don't learn about deliverance, and we bring those, let's say, corrupt type things in the flesh, the curses from the law or from living in sin, into our Christian life, and then we have to deal with these evil spirits later on, causing disease and sickness, arthritis, cancer, all sorts of things.
Now, what I love about you, Nick, is this is not your emphasis in your life. His emphasis is intimacy with God, loving God. Tell me how you developed such intimacy with God.
Well, when I was going through my healing of schizophrenia, I started praying. I prayed about a couple minutes at night. Then I'd pray about 30 minutes a night. And then I decided to look at the word where it said, if you seek God, you will find him when you seek him with your whole heart. And he's a great rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So I prayed to God and I said, this is your word and I'm standing on it and I'm going to seek you until the day I meet you, either in my room or in eternity.
Yeah, give me an example of, actually pray that right now. Just pray what you just said.
Lord Jesus, your word states that if I seek you with my whole heart, if I actually pray and seek you, your face, and I repent for my sins, I can actually meet you and see you, and you will come through for me.
And you hear Amen. God's voice now. What's it like to have intimacy with God? Well, describe what it's like. I know that's hard, Nick, but yeah, ask hard questions.
I did every single drug you can name. Ecstasy, cocaine, marijuana, alcohol. I went to every party you could think of. I was a nightclub bartender. I did everything I could to escape from the pain of the world. The day I met the Holy Spirit, I never could ever imagine why anybody would ever want to do drugs or ever want to drink, because the Holy Spirit's love is better than all of it.
Pray the Holy Spirit's love. Yes, but pray the Holy Spirit's love on people that are watching right now.
Okay. I would like you to do a heart sign, like a prophetic sign with your hands. I believe the Lord wants you to do this just as an act of faith. Just this little heart sign. It's simple. Just as an act of faith showing God that you really want his love, because he loves you. See a heart? In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that the person or the people that are seeing this heart, that they would raise their hands up with this heart and agree with me, that you will appear to them, you will show them your deep love, that you will heal them of everything that afflicts them, that you will deliver them and their family members and prosper them. Lord, I pray for each individual that you would send a dart of your love into their heart in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the risen King. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to tell you something. There's someone watching right now, and you say, I've gone too far. There's no hope for me. Answer them in 1 minute.
Jesus Christ is standing next to you right now. All you have to do is just open your heart to him. If you doubt the word of God, if you doubt that Jesus Christ is really real, you just pray to God and you ask him about Jesus. God is a God that answers prayers. Listen, he is the one that answers prayers, and he knows what you're going through. God is a God of hope and a God of love, not a God of religion, not a God of judgmentalism, but a God of love and of peace. Reach out. Amen.
Say, Jesus, I make you my Lord. Say it out loud, wherever you are right now. I believe you died for my sins. I ask you to take over my life. Be Lord of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and power. If you can do that for Nick, say that out loud. If you can do that for Nick, you can do whatever I need for me in Jesus' name. Amen.
God healed Nick Grimsman from incurable schizophrenia. Now he will teach you supernatural self-deliverance he learned from God so you can be set free and fulfill your God-given purpose and destiny. Call now and get Nick Grimsman's The Freedom Pack, which includes his powerful book, his anointed two-part audio CD teaching, plus his bonus DVD. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9209. Through The Freedom Pack, you will learn how to free yourself and others from all demonic spirits. Deliver yourself from spirits that torment your mind with feelings of unworthiness, fear, anger, rage, lust, hopelessness, and rejection. Get healed of mental and emotional disorders. Be set free from addiction to pornography, drugs, suicidal thoughts, depression, and so much more. Receive your healing from physical ailments that are tied to demonic strongholds.
A third of Jesus' ministry was casting out demons. I urge every one of you to get the Freedom Pack so you can be mentored in this essential part of the gospel.
Don't miss out on getting Nick Grimsman's The Freedom Pack, which includes his powerful book, Defeating Mental Illness, his anointed two-part audio CD teaching Freedom for Intimacy, plus his bonus DVD, Freedom Through Self-Deliverance. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9209. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9209 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. I can't wait for you to hear what is, in my opinion, the most important thing that will distinguish the false church from the real church in the last days. And I'll give you a clue in one word: Israel.